are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. In our final moments of this program, we want to get the very latest and very final pre-election polling numbers. And for assistance on that front, we look to the battleground states and the work of Strategic Vision. Joining me now is their CEO, David Johnson, as he has many times throughout this campaign season. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be on, and I think we start the 2012 campaign tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. We can start talking about who will be on the ballot that year. And David, you've been looking at some of the critical battleground states for weeks and months now, specifically Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio. What are your latest numbers, first of all, in the key battleground state of Ohio, which was so pivotal 4 years ago?
In Ohio, we show that John McCain has a slight lead, and it looks like it's holding. In our polling, McCain has led the majority of the times in Ohio, and it looks like he has a significant enough lead that he will carry the state of Ohio. And now that's important to remember because no Republican has ever been elected to the White House without the state of Ohio. In many ways, the Ohio race this year resembles almost the 1960 race when Ohioans rejected charisma for experience.
In terms of the other key battleground states, Florida, of course, was ground zero in the year 2000. Your final poll there is also extremely close.
It is. It's well within the margin of error. We have Barack Obama ahead by 2 points, but well within the margin of error. Right now, that's going to turn on the ground game and which campaign is better organized in Florida. Florida traditionally leans Republican. John McCain has spent a lot of time there. And while Obama had a slight lead in our final poll, I think when all is said and done, McCain will pull it out.
Pennsylvania is probably the biggest blue state from 2004 that John McCain has tried to target this year. He's been behind in every survey there virtually. But, of course, it's been kind of a roller coaster. About 2 months ago, you had a one-point Obama lead. Then it was up to 14. Then it narrowed down to 7, then even more than that, down to 5, and then now it's back up to 7. So has McCain run out of oxygen there?
I don't know. Pennsylvania is very interesting. While we polled over the weekend, let's not forget, Pennsylvania doesn't allow early voting. That's one of the reasons why we saw John McCain concentrate on the state of Pennsylvania. We had remarks come out that Obama made about the coal industry that could affect a lot of voters. What we were seeing, though, is John McCain had not yet closed the sale in Bucks County and Chester County in those critical Philadelphia suburbs that a Republican needs to carry if they're going to win.
David, in terms of the coal issue, we've just talked about that earlier on the program as well. When a story breaks 24 or 48 hours before Election Day and there's so much other news going on, does something like that have the ability to break through and really impact people, or does it need to happen a couple of weeks ahead of time?
Traditionally, you'd like to see it hit a couple of weeks ahead of time, but we're talking about the national media has kind of overlooked it. The media in Pennsylvania, in those areas, have been playing up that story quite heavily, so it could influence the vote in Pennsylvania. And remember, John McCain was performing very well in the southwestern portion of the state, the areas that John Murtha called redneck and racist, so this could just be an additive boost to McCain's efforts in the state.
And David, where do you see this being decided? You obviously mentioned earlier that Ohio was critical. If there are any Republican attempts to win, I'm sure you would say the same about Florida. What other states are absolutely must-wins for John McCain?
I think tonight, when the first returns come in, Indiana, Virginia, and Georgia are the states to watch. If it's too close to call or if McCain is carrying those states, it means we're headed toward a long evening and John McCain is viable. If Obama carries any of those three states, it does not look good for the Republicans.
You've been polling in Georgia, which is traditionally a red state, although Bill Clinton did manage to win it once during his two presidential victories. What are the latest numbers there, and what can you tell us about the Senate race there?
John McCain is holding solid in Georgia, 50% to 46%, and we base that, too, on a 35% African-American turnout, which is what some of the voting models are showing. So it looks like Georgia will remain red, will remain Republican. In the Senate race, we have a very tight race, but Saxby Chambliss seemed to be righting himself in the final days. Our final poll shows him at 48%, Jim Martin, the Democrat, at 44%.
We're going to be watching it very closely tonight, as I know you are. David, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Remember to check out the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.